Hello and welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. And there's little time for reflective glory after perhaps the best week of the season so far. The performance and result in Camp Nou, followed by the victory, the emphatic victory in the Madrid derby. And next up, it is the return of Champions League and a trip to Amsterdam to face Ajax, who continue to alternate between the acceptable and the very poor. Following that 6-2 humiliation in Rotterdam against Feyenoord, Ten Hag made a couple of defensive changes, but this weekend's defeats to Heracles raised questions yet again. Two losses in three, it's the worst run of form of their season, and for only the third time in their 36-game season, they didn't score a goal. PSV Eindhoven and Dynamo Kiev last September, the last time that happened. So as Madrid's form continues its upswing, every reason that they will be highly confident that they can emerge with the right result this Wednesday. Now, Solari has been talking about Champions League this Monday morning. The legacy, he said, is a source of great pride for all of us. The club is always looking proudly at its past, but we want to continue to build for the future, and we always have our eyes firmly fixed on what we can achieve in the future. Talking about the opponent, Ajax, he said they are recognised for their commitment to developing young talent. It's very well known. And they have also shown this season what they're capable of producing on the pitch. It will be difficult for us, but we remain confident in our own ability. And to conclude the interview, the inevitable question, is a fourth successive Champions League possible? His response, nothing is impossible for Real Madrid. Now, it's interesting to see how many people over the last weeks are beginning to compare Vinicius to Robinho. Jorge Valdano was asked the question on Sunday night, and he gave this answer. He doesn't remind me of Robinho at all. He does have great confidence in his talent. He shows courage and strength, has tremendous acceleration, and has undergone a huge transformation. I am sure there is more to come. Now, staying on the subject of Brazil and its national teams and players, in particular, Rodrigo, part of the under-20 national team, well, not only failed to win this year's South American Championship, they failed to qualify for the Under-20 World Cup this year, which is almost a national embarrassment, as it's the second time in a row and the third time in the last four qualifications they have failed. The performances in the last four editions of the South American Championship don't stand out to much either. Fifth, fourth, first round, and this year again fifth. Ecuador, incidentally, were crowned champions of South America. Staying with Vinicius as well for a moment, more stories beginning to emerge on a regular basis of who is in this group of players that are not happy with the continuing growth in prominence of Vinicius. This group, it's said, has three prominent members, Asensio, Isco, and Bale. Various insiders at the club have said that this is well known to the club and the situation is being monitored. Now back to the weekend, and after the impressive performance first of all in Barcelona was followed up by the emphatic victory in the derby against Atletico, and with a trip to Ajax coming up, there is a growing feeling at the club amongst its supporters that this season, which looked not so long ago as if it was a write-off, could potentially end in glorious celebration. Now, for some, the containment of emotions is just simply too difficult on the day of a big occasion. Here, then, is how the commentators describe the goals as they went in, as Real Madrid beat City rivals Atletico.
Anthony Kroos, golpea al alemán, balón por arriba, Ramos, hay así que Casemiro, gol! ¡Casemiro! ¡Qué acción tan extraña en la repetición del córner! Emergió Sergio Ramos, forzó el rechace, pelota muerta, nadie la marca. Jan Oblak estaba en la línea de gol, salió para llenar ángulo de chilena, acrobático, brasileño. Marca el 14, marca Casemiro, Atlético 0, Real Madrid 1. Ahí va Sergio Ramos, para el pateo. Abra Panenka, abra para Diña, derecha Sergio Ramos. ¡Gol, gol, 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 gol! ¡Gol! Sergio Ramos. No se atrevió con el Panenka, pelota derecha, balón raso fuerte, buscando el hierro de atrás que ya no existe. Marca un penalti controvertido, ni siquiera el VAR lo soluciona. 42 de la primera parte, Atlético 1, Real Madrid, segundo, de momento, 2. Sí, cuidado que va Modric, cuidado que va Modric, la pide Carvajal, Bale solo, Bale solo, Bale, 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 Oblak, Bale, gol del Madrid, no falla. Gol de Gareth Bale. No falla nunca el galés, aporta poco. Cuando le toca, échate a temblar. El mejor portero del mundo no ha podido detener a Gareth Bale. Karim Benzema dividió por la mitad. Luka Modric sacó la varita mágica. Gareth Bale cogió su fusil. 74, casi resuelto. Marca Gareth Bale. Atlético 1, Real Madrid 3.
And of course, the subsequent media coverage was suitably euphoric. Sergio Ramos remains the king of the spot kick as well. 8 penalties, 8 goals. He leads the way in Europe with successful penalties this season. Nicolas Pepe of Lille on 7, Pogba of Manchester United on 6. Remember as well, he gave one away to Benzema against Girona, and there have been a couple as well for the Spanish national team. It was his 6th goal in 41 derby games played. The media view on the individual performances, Reguilón praised greatly his growing maturity, will make it only more difficult, it said, for Marcelo. And he is also on the cusp of international recognition as well. On to Vinicius, and they continue to marvel at his boyish enthusiasm to everything. Nothing fazes him, and opponents almost visibly quake when he gets the ball and runs at them. A player with no fear and a very big future. Carvajal, highly dependable. Ramos, not the player of before Christmas. The headlines that chased him then were taunting him with exit from the club. Age had caught up with him, not the player that he was. Well, 2019 has welcomed back Ramos as the world's number one central defender. He is, they say, playing like the Ramos of old. His performance against Atletico was impeccable. Luka Modric, again, providing a key moment in the game in the build-up to Bale's goal. He, too, back to his best. Kroos, like Ramos, back at his commanding best as well. Benzema didn't score, but yet more appreciation of his hard work and team ethic. Lucas Vasquez put in a tremendously hard-working approach, constantly on the run, and covered huge amounts of territory. After match, no shortage of players wanting to speak. Reguilón was caught up with first. "We always said," he said, "we were going to fight for everything. Madrid are never dead." On his performance and being picked by Solari ahead of Marcelo, he continued, "It is the dream of my life. I want to hold on to it for as long as I can. Marcelo is a great player, he's a great friend, and he has helped me a lot. We, though, are in great shape. We are looking forward to every game that is coming." On to Solari. "Well, this win is all about the team," he said. "It is the only way to get something out of this stadium. It was a very good team display." On specific players, when asked, on Reguilón, "He is a fantastic example," he said, "of homegrown talent who has dedication to succeed. He is an example to all the others who aspire." On Bale, "He's great. He's happy in the dressing room, and on the pitch, he is getting better with every game." On the rest of the season and what's achievable, "We fight for everything until the end. I have said it before, the Liga is not finished. Now we have to sustain it and keep on winning. We have our feet firmly planted on the ground. We know we have to keep working and winning. Only then will our rewards arrive." And what of Vinicius? Just how good a player can he go on to be? Well, he said he's just 18. He still has much to learn, but every day he improves. But this is only normal. Vinicius is learning from the best. He is well advised, and he is protected by the squad. Casemiro added, "You must be patient with him. We can't put so much pressure on him. He is very young, but yes, he is fast. Yes, he has huge quality, and he can surprise anybody. And if you play like this at just 18, just imagine where you could be aged 20. Plus, he added, I'm obviously happy that he's Brazilian as well. But Trigueño added on the Vinicius subject, we're extremely happy with him, but we must all help him together and protect him so as he becomes an even better player. A last word then on the Liga aspirations from Sergio Ramos. It's time, he said, to continue to fight for La Liga and to make things difficult for Barcelona. This Madrid, unlike last year, does believe that it can win. And then to Gareth Bale. Firstly, not happy at starting on the bench again. Then came goal 100, followed by a celebration which ended with the much publicised gesture that could have got him a minimum yellow card. And at the end, as the players celebrated, he disappeared down the tunnel. Solari, when questioned, simply said he's happy, he's in good shape, and every day he's getting better. With 100 goals, he's in the top 20 all-time scorers for Real Madrid alongside Fernando Morientes. He's 2 goals behind the Chilean legend Bam Bam, as he was named, Ivan Zamorano, and he is just 4 behind Ronaldo. You simply cannot argue with the statistics, but he still continues to struggle to be loved. News from Italy, Juventus becoming concerned that Dybala's head is being turned, so much so that they're looking at potential replacements, with Mo Salah's name being mentioned. Also, Asensio, once again, is on the radar of Allegri. Keylor Navas, who we mentioned in recent weeks, wants a summer move, and he had been interesting Arsenal. It's now said he is an interest to Rafa Benitez at Newcastle United, providing they stay in Premier League. They want him to take over from Martin Dubravka. Keep an eye on the developing talent that is Lucas Paqueta over at Milan, who's in his first season since signing from Flamengo and is making a significant impression, especially with new striking partner Piatek. He recently made his breakthrough as well into the full national team. He's known as the new Kaká, and he is said to be interesting Real Madrid. Cesc Fabregas was talking in an interview over the weekend about the long-running saga involving Eden Hazard and his future. He said he's got a year and a half left and he is very happy at Chelsea, but if he does leave, it will only be for one club, and that will be Real Madrid. There will be nowhere else. And reports have also been emerging over the course of the weekend that Hazard will spurn Real Madrid and stay with Chelsea, signing a new deal. Though after Sunday's humiliation against Manchester City, he might well have changed his mind. Now, it's not very often that Solari is left almost open-mouthed, bemused, and without the ability to speak. But that was the case coming into the weekend when he was asked about Isco and a tweet that Isco had put out. Now, if you hadn't seen that tweet, Isco tweeted something to the tune of, "The professional footballer has to work and train at 100% and be ready for the team. This team," he said, "is very good. All the players are playing well. It is all about the team." Yes, that was from Isco. Now, when Solari was asked for a comment, he was quite literally lost for words. For some, it was a step up in the mind games being played out by both, with Isco changing track and actually appearing now to be towing more of a party line. Solari actually looked stunned, as basically everything he said had been almost word for word what Solari had been saying over the last month, and for a matter of fact, what Ramos had told him as well. Avoid confrontation, train hard, be ready when called, and prove him wrong. Saga, it seems, is set to run and run. Remember, Isco is waiting to see if Solari leaves this summer. It's a gamble for him, and especially when you consider he's going to be 27 in April. It's his 6th season here, during which time he's played 172 games, scoring 33 goals. His best season back in 2016-17, when he scored 10 in 30 before things turned sour with Zidane. But he did turn things around there. Remember, a year ago in March, it looked as if he was about to supercharge his season after that thrilling display and the hat-trick for Spain in the 6-1 victory over Argentina. But it never lasted. And where he ends up is anybody's guess. He's allegedly been told this weekend that the three places that he will not be going, because Madrid will not sell to, Juventus, Bayern Munich, or Barcelona, which leaves Manchester City and Pep Guardiola, Manchester United, Chelsea, or indeed Paris Saint-Germain. Now, the Dybala potential transfer is making news again all over the weekend after Dybala left early. Remember last weekend after Allegri left him out. All week there's been rumour of a fallout and different sides being taken at the club. But as the weekend dawned, Allegri said Dybala has a big responsibility here. He is captain when Chiellini isn't available. He apologised for last week and the matter is now closed. It was pointed out, though, at various points in the weekend that it isn't Dybala who has changed of late, but the club and how they are utilising or not utilising his talents. Pavel Nedved wants him to remain. The vice president, Bianconero, also weighed in. He said, "We have a superhero here. We want to keep him. He is playing better and better, and I am very happy with the way he is playing." And what of the situation with another target, Mauro Icardi? His agent claimed over the weekend, "My phone is on. I answer everyone. The media make me look bad, but I'm not. Icardi can 100% continue here at Inter. For me, it's 100% that he will renew his contract. But I cannot read into the future." For Bebe Morata, he believes that there is no one out there at the moment, Madrid included, who are prepared to step up and pay the 110 million release clause. And Inter have been eyeing up, remember, Dybala as a potential replacement as well. Add to this, Icardi's goals have dried up as well. The last three coming into the weekend had all been penalty kicks. His last goal in Serie A in open play was December the 2nd. Away at Roma in the 2-2 draw. Interesting times lie ahead then for two players who continue to interest Real Madrid. Another, David Alaba's move away from Bayern Munich, potentially to Madrid, might be gathering steam. His quote, "It's true," he said, "that I imagine myself taking a different path, taking a step forward and looking for a new challenge." One player who would like to have him out to the club, of course, Toni Kroos, who knows him well from his time at Bayern Munich and has spoken very highly of his abilities. The next task is to overcome the often frosty relationship between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, and of course, the fee. His contract runs until 2021, and Bayern Munich want it in excess of 60 million. Now, there was a little more light shed on why Real Madrid couldn't tempt Polish striker Krzysztof Piątek to the club in January, as he opted, remember, for Milan and got off to a flyer as well, didn't he? Three goals in his first three games. Perez did get in touch, but Piątek declined the advance, saying that he couldn't see how he would fit into a team, especially with Solari continually praising Benzema as one of the best forwards in the world, and he didn't want to stall his career. That said, it was ended with the ritual quote, of course, "Never say never." Marcelo's future, it said, has been decided. Now it's all about replacements. We know, of course, how well Reguilón has done. We know, well, of course, the interest in David Alaba. Now there is further interest, this time in an 18-year-old England under-21 defender, Ryan Sessegnon, currently with Fulham, contracted only until 2020. But with their perilous position in Premier League, it is unlikely he will remain if they are relegated, but there will be a stampede to sign him. Spurs, Manchester United, Liverpool, Chelsea from the Premier League, all interested in taking him on. And it's also been revealed over the weekend that attempts to actually extend his contract with Fulham have stalled. And finally, Christian Eriksen hasn't, it said, been discounted as a signing this summer, regardless of speculation in the press. The word is that the clubs are trying to negotiate a price with Spurs' value of 120 million, well in advance of Madrid's valuation of between 75 and 80. No common ground found just yet. But if he doesn't move, then how about a left field choice? Julian Draxler at Paris Saint-Germain, still only 25. His career is still just stuck in stall mode at the moment. He's not a first choice, and with a relationship with Thomas Tuchel said to be formal at best, he may well be looking for a way out this summer. His dream? Real Madrid, of course. And that just about wraps it up then for today. We'll be back later in the week with the midweek update. In the meantime, catch up with all the missed episodes and all of the season's news as it has happened so far at realmadridpodcast.com, where you'll get links to everything. You can also follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Google, Alexa, all the usual places. And you can leave comments as well on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks for listening and enjoy the return of the Champions League. And we'll see you later on in the week. From me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye.